Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's going to be a busy day. It's the Phillies home opener today, obviously. So we're excited about that. And we're very, very fired up to be here. Fired up that you're joining us. And we're fired up for the Phils. So I got my P. Rose jersey behind me and my Zeoli jersey behind me. So we're ready to go. I'll tell you, in watching the interview with the astronauts this morning on America's Newsroom, hats off to my man, Bill Hemmer. He did a great job with that. Really fascinating stuff. Really fascinating interview. And they just had a press conference and they asked the astronauts about getting involved with the politics of it. And they were like, listen, we're up in space. OK, we're watching the Earth as we exercise. We're not getting involved in politics. It's impossible for us to be political when we're up there. That said, though, they did thank both President Trump and Elon Musk for getting them home. So we have that audio clip for you, and we'll play it. But honestly, I'm amazed at all of the videos of the just blatant political terrorism aimed at Tesla, aimed at Tesla cars and dealerships. And these idiots keep getting caught on camera. That's the part about this that's amazing, is that they keep getting caught. People are setting these cars on fire, and it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. But it really shows you the extent right now of which the political terrorism in our country has, it's always been on the left. It has not been on the right, despite what they've always said about domestic violent extremism and how it's just going to be a bunch of Cabela's fishing hat wearing MAGA extremists. It really, truly has been the left. And we see that with Antifa. We see that with what's going on with Tesla now. We see that during the Summer of Love after George Floyd's death. We always see that it is the left that engages in this political terrorism. Pure violence, chaos, and they want to do this on purpose. Yet so many of these idiots keep getting caught. But it's come home right in our own backyard in Pennsylvania, and police have charged this guy in Doylestown. I don't know if they've released his name yet. I can't find it. Apparently, people are linking to his name. I don't know if it's official or not, but he seems to maybe a very active Democrat in Bucks County. Shocking. Very shocking with that one. And we're going to see more of this happening. And Elon responded to it today. He said, I don't understand. I really don't know where all this is coming from, other than it's very obvious that this is the left now in this country. And you notice you don't have Democrats calling for this to stop. Like, do you remember after January 6th how everybody was yelling at Trump? They were like, you need to get on social media and tell everybody to go home. And he did. But they're like, you didn't do it soon enough. Where are all these Democrats coming out and telling the Tesla vandals, terrorists, to go home, to stop it, to leave it alone, stop going after Tesla, stop setting them on fire? Enough. They're not doing it. And it's very obvious that this is an organized effort. It's very obvious that this is, again, part of the propaganda machine that's driving turnout of these town hall meetings across the country and these Tesla protests and Tesla vandalism. It's funded. It's got money behind it. I think there's some that are organic. I think that, like, this dope will play the video of this guy in Bucks County who claims that he was using a crayon to write a Nazi symbol into the guy's car, although the guy said he keyed his car. I think that's probably more organic because the guy just doesn't seem bright enough to be able to get on an email chain with some organized effort. But yeah, of course this is organized. But where are the Democrats calling for this to stop? Have you heard one prominent Democrat come out and say enough is enough? They asked the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, the other day, like, do you decry the Tesla, the violence against Teslas and Tesla owners? And she was like, I got to get to a meeting. Ah, and just walked right by and didn't say a word. Ah, rah, just growled at them, showed her fangs and kept on moving. You've had politicians who have basically joked about it in a way that sounds very much like they're condoning it. Jimmy Kimmel's done that. AOC's done that. A few of the wacko squad members have done that. But I have yet to hear a prominent Democrat come out and say, this has to stop, enough is enough. And if Gavin Newsom has said it, well, that's only because Gavin Newsom's running for president. He's 100% running for president. We had a lot of clips from his interview with Bill Maher over the weekend. He had a lot to say to Bill Maher. And Bill Maher calling for the end of NPR and PBS. Good. Excellent. Bravo. Bravo. And our buddy Linda Kearns filled us in that before the show today, there was a major decision that was dropped. It came out today in Pennsylvania, where the federal court of the Western District of Pennsylvania just decided the dating of mail ballots is unconstitutional. Now, that's obviously going to be appealed, and it should be appealed, because, of course, you have to date the ballot. How do we know that the ballot? Of course, it has to be dated. That makes sense. Everybody would think that that's a logical thing, just like signing the ballot, just like voting for somebody would in order for the ballot to count. If you don't vote for anybody, the ballot doesn't count. So all these things should matter. And that case, of course, will be appealed, obviously, as it should be appealed. And in New Jersey, you know, Democrats keep trying to blame everybody but themselves for the electricity rates that are going up as high as 20-25%, depending on where you are in the state. It's becoming the biggest political issue right now. And Democrats are freaking out, and rightly so, because the entire New Jersey Assembly, the entire lower house of the legislature, is on the ballot this year. His royal rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, is not. But the Democrats want to try to hope to keep the governor's office. So they're pointing fingers left and right, and turning around and saying, you know, well, and they put out this memo with the talking points in this memo saying that it's Murphy's green energy policies that led us to this place now, because New Jersey is not making enough energy, so they have to buy it out of state. Why don't they just get it from Pennsylvania, use the natural gas and start using that? And the reason is, of course, because the Democrats don't want to use they don't want to change from their green energy fiasco. They just want to blame people when it doesn't work. And that's the reality. They want to blame people when it doesn't work, but they don't want to change. They don't want to redirect. So Pennsylvania is right next to New Jersey. Last time I checked, I know that Senator Chris Coons says that the average American can't find Greenland on a map, which I don't believe. I think you just look up. It's right there. But I can find Pennsylvania on the map. It's right next to New Jersey. Why are we not getting more of their natural gas? Why is New Jersey not utilizing more nuclear, more natural gas, more of these things? And the reason is because the left in New Jersey, the Democrats, like every other place, they want to go green. That's what they want. And then they want to blame everybody else when it doesn't work, because it doesn't work. That's the bottom line. It doesn't work. So let's why don't we begin by Matt, do we have the video of the local guy in Bucks County who was he says using crayon on the Tesla?
I believe Justin is loading that up right now. It's cut 27.
All right, so cut 27 here. Let me set this up. Justin, do you have the video of this? Because I'd like to show the video.
I do have the video of it.
All right, on our YouTube stream. So this Tesla vandal has been arrested and charged, and we have the news report for you as well. But I want you to watch this and I'll explain this to you. And this has gone national viral. I saw this on Fox News a few moments ago. It's been all over the socials today. And this guy confronts this person, and right here in our area, we don't know if this is, in fact, this guy, Chad. We don't know if this is him or not. I'll wait till we have actual verification before I name the guy's name. But if it is him, he was coming out of going into a Planet Fitness gym in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. So right in our backyard. And then he's very sorry that he hurt the guy's feelings by damaging his Tesla. So let's watch this and take a listen here.
Free service.
You free know, service. I mean, how about you pay for the repairs? Write a listen, check. You just bought a Tesla.
I can wipe it off
no,
with a towel.
No,
it's not.
No,
a heat.
It is a
it
hate
was a,
crime,
it
sir.
Was a crayon.
It is a hate crime. Listen, a suit. Did you write a swastika on
there? I'm sorry, you're upset.
Did you write
it
a swastika?
Even, it didn't even work. Apparently,
did you,
it doesn't.
Did you
work.
Write a swastika on
work.
The? It's a key, sir. We see it on the video.
It's not a key.
Did you? Is it a swastika?
I was probably putting my keys
is
in my
pocket. Is it a
pocket.
Swastika?
Have you looked at your
is
car?
It a
is there a key
yes.
mark?
Is it
it's
a
not,
swastika?
That's impossible.
It's at the police right now. It's being fingerprinted.
What do you mean it's being fingerprinted?
Because they're trying to track you down. Thankfully, Facebook tracked you down.
Uh-huh.
So your business, your freaking livelihood, everything now.
Listen.
Because you chose to write so to tell Facebook that you're sorry for writing a swastika on a Tesla.
Listen, I said I'm sorry.
For what?
And I apologize.
For what?
You're sorry.
For what?
Car, and I have nothing against you.
So why
okay?
did you write a swastika on
he's nuts.
Obviously, I have something against Elon Musk, but that's not the
so
way
Elon
to
Musk
show my...
So Elon Musk owns that car? Because
no,
it was
he
bought
owns
and
the
paid
company.
For. It was so. It was bought and paid for a long time
that's
ago.
That's why it's misguided, and obviously...
All right, let's pause it, but keep the shot up. Don't come back to me. Just pause it for a second.
Right,
so yeah, police... What's that? Okay, police have charged this guy, so I can release his name. I just wanted to make sure that it was Chad Rittenberg. He's 55 years old, of Buckingham, PA. Identified after he checked into the Planet Fitness gym using his membership card following the alleged vandalism of a car parked in the gym's lot, according to a probable cause affidavit. Now, he's sorry. He's sorry if he hurt the guy's feelings. He's clearly insane. He's got a lot of issues with Elon Musk. And the guy's like, does Elon Musk own this car? I own this car. He's like, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. All right, keep going.
For the
whoops, what happened there? That was the end of the clip? Okay. So now let's hear the news report of this that we have from the local news station. I think this is NBC 10 has this. It's everywhere. So it's all over the place. But what number is that, Matt? NBC 10 news report.
Give me a second. I'm trying to find it right now.
Give me a second. You knew this was coming. You knew this was coming. All right, here we go. Cut 19. This is the NBC 10 news report of this. Cut 19.
A man is facing charges after being caught on video allegedly scratching a swastika into a person's Tesla. It happened Monday morning after the victim had parked outside a Planet Fitness in Doylestown. Police say after the Tesla recorded the crime, the suspect was seen walking into the Planet Fitness where he swiped his gym badge. And that's how police say they were able to identify and arrest the suspect. Among the charges he faces, criminal mischief and harassment.
There you go. It's not just that. In Newtown, PA, there was another incident like that, too. So it's happening all over our area right now. And if you just Google Tesla and Bucks County, you'll see all these news stories about protests and crazy people outside of our very backyard. A man charged with vandalizing Tesla SUV in Bucks County gym parking lot. Man caught allegedly scratching swastika on a Tesla car outside gym in Doylestown. A Bucks County man scratched a swastika into a Tesla, police allege. Musk fans are not pleased. Well, why should they be pleased? And then here's who police suspect vandalized a Tesla Cybertruck in Newtown, PA. So the police have identified, according to the Bucks County Courier-Times, four juveniles who vandalized a Cybertruck on Saturday, one of two incidents involving the Elon Musk luxury vehicle locally in our backyard. Police Captain Jason Harris confirmed the juveniles were quickly identified after authorities reviewed video of the incident. This is the thing. All of these Teslas have cameras, and they put on sentry mode so they can record you idiots when you go and you try to damage the cars. The guy was inside a restaurant. It's about 5:30 p.m. His Tesla's recording system captured what appear to be teenagers, at least one holding a pizza box, walking past the parked vehicle. These Cybertrucks go from 60 grand to 100K. Two juveniles flashed a crude gesture toward the vehicle. One appeared to drag something along the side of it, which left a mark. The video of the vandalism was posted on social media, generating hundreds of comments. On Tuesday, the police said the juveniles could face summary violations, but the investigation is continuing, and a final decision with the Bucks County District Attorney's Office has not been made. The Central Bucks Regional Police Department is investigating a second alleged vandalism incident, and that's the one that we just played you before. So I think what these idiots need to understand here is that this stuff is all getting caught on camera. Here's another one. This is Elon. I'll just play Elon Musk here. This is Cut 16, Elon Musk responding to a lot of this. And he was at a town hall then in Wisconsin. And, you know, I agree with him in the sense that this really, truly, if you don't want to buy a Tesla, don't buy a Tesla. I didn't want to buy a Tesla for years because I really did not want an electric car. I wasn't protesting electric cars. I just didn't want one. I wasn't setting them on fire. I wasn't vandalizing dealerships, and I wasn't scratching other people's cars. I get annoyed by Priuses. Just the sight of them annoys me. I don't key their cars. I don't do anything. I just don't buy it. That's perfectly acceptable in the United States of America. You don't want a product, don't buy it. Now I kind of want to buy a Tesla just to stick it to them. But truly, when I thought about buying a Tesla years ago, it was because I wanted the autonomous driving. I think that is so cool. I really want the car to be able to drive me. And I deserve to be driven around, in my opinion. Well, basically, I have been since my foot surgery back in December. I still can't drive. I do have a driver. It's my wife, or it's Uber or Lyft, but mostly my wife. And she can't stand it because I'm the ultimate backseat driver. She hates it. She can't wait till I can drive again. I can't wait till I can drive again. But that would be the reason why I'd buy a Tesla. But if you don't want a Tesla, don't buy a Tesla. But this violence that they're doing here, Cut 16.
Isn't it shocking how much violence and hatred is coming from the left? I mean, isn't it supposed to be the party that they claim to be the party of empathy, and yet they're burning Teslas and shooting up dealerships and calling for the death of the president and me? I'm like, guys, you know, this is insane. Like, they're gone psycho. I mean, it's really. Like, I totally understand if somebody doesn't want to buy a product. Yeah, it's up to you. It's free country, you know. But you don't have to burn it down. Okay. But much. That's somebody else's car. Leave it alone.
You got your back!
Thanks, guys.
And there were protests against Tesla at local dealerships, and there were people who rallied in front of them in our area, holding American flags, holding Doge signs. Everything's political now. Even a freaking car is political. But that's the irony, is that it was political a few years ago when the left was mandating that everybody buy one. And then I told you the left is now going to mandate that everybody has to own a gas-powered vehicle by 2026 just to stick it to Elon Musk. But where are all these Democrats coming out and condemning this and saying this needs to end? Enough is enough. When is that going to happen? Here's a Tesla driver who gets cut off and then reportedly attacked by a fellow motorist on an Arizona road. An Arizona woman driving a Tesla was cut off and then attacked by a fellow motorist during a caught-on-camera confrontation. A woman, 61 years old, allegedly assaulted by a man along Route 66 in Flagstaff, Arizona, earlier this month after the assailant used his green car to box her Tesla in. This was footage obtained by Arizona Family. Male driver gets out of the car and was then seen in a video appearing to hit the woman while she was still behind the wheel of the Tesla. I started to say, you cut me off, what's your problem? But I didn't know how much he heard me, the woman said. She didn't want to be identified. He got out and started to punch me with a closed fist. This is cut 17.
Take a look at this. This is video from the victim's Tesla camera. It shows a green car pulling up to a Tesla on busy Route 66, then swerving in front to box the Tesla in. The driver then walks over to the 61-year-old woman in the Tesla and reportedly starts hitting her while she's sitting behind the wheel. At one point, the woman says she bit the man's hand. Moments later, the passenger of the green car appears to walk over and pull the attacker away. They finally get back in their car and drive off. We spoke to the victim today who said she was terrified and can't understand why anyone would do this.
I was just stunned, and I wish that I would have had someone with me that would have protected me. I'm just appalled. I didn't buy my car for a political statement. I bought my car because it's really fun to drive, and My politics have nothing to do with that, and I'm ashamed of our society and what they're doing.
The victim, along with the other Tesla owner who received a threatening note and text, have both now signed up for a gun safety course at a gun range north of Flagstaff. They tell us they don't feel safe right now and want to be able to protect themselves.
I don't blame him. I mean, it's crazy what's happening, but not as crazy as this headline that I'll read. Toddler is kicked out of nursery for being transphobic. A toddler was kicked out of a nursery for being transphobic. This is the craziest time of our lives to be alive. Okay. I'm just telling you right now, and probably the dumbest time. The good news of these Tesla protests is that everybody's being caught on camera. The bad news is that they're going to keep happening because these are insane people. We are dealing with truly insane people. No, I saw this headline and I could not believe it. A toddler has been kicked out of a nursery after being accused of transphobia. The child is 3 years old, or possibly 4 years old, which could change everything, obviously. Suspended for abuse against sexual orientation and gender identity. And this, I'm guessing this is based on the fact that this is the Daily Mail. I'm guessing that this happened in England. I don't know, but I'll try to find out for you. But I saw this and I thought to myself, please, giant asteroid, now. Giant asteroid, just end it. Now, please. All right. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Yeah, it's England. Figures. England is nuts. Truly crazy. There's a video going around of cops. I don't think it's recent, though, because the weather looks way too nice for it to be now. But it's like cops dancing with all these people at some pride event and like grinding with them. And England's freaking whack. So it's a good thing we won that war. All right. Big show for you coming up today. The question is, what is going to happen with all these Tesla protests? Will they get actual sentences, jail time? Or are you going to have other people encouraging this? Wait till you hear what the District Attorney of Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, said when it comes to dealing with people like Elon Musk and Trump supporters. As you can imagine, it's exactly like you'd expect. He's encouraging them to get punched in the face. Yep, you heard it correctly. A big show for you today and a Monday. It's the Phillies home opener. Hopefully you're on your way to the game. You're at the game. Go Phils. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's what we've seen before. We've just seen a lot of this violence, and it's what we saw after George Floyd's death, with cities burning on fire and, you know, $1 billion in property damage. This is how the left reacts. It's violent and it's vicious. And yet for years we've been told that we were the domestic violent extremists. We were told moms at school board meetings could be terrorists. Have to watch them. You buy a fishing hat at Cabela's. We got to watch you. This is what happens, and I get frustrated with it, just like you do. And this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. I saw a story today about gum health linking directly to heart health. When you don't brush your teeth regularly, bacteria from your mouth can enter the bloodstream, potentially infecting heart valves. Wow. So make sure you make an appointment to see Dr. Mike today. Go to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. This is going to continue, though, because they found a target of their rage, and because it is organized. And just like you saw with Occupy Wall Street, with Antifa, and just like you saw on January 6th, too, because I believe that so much of the violence that was perpetuated that day was absolutely Antifa, or they were government goons. No doubt in my mind about that. I mean, I'm sure there were some people that were doing things like going to the bathroom that were legitimately going to the bathroom. But I think a lot of other people there were there to cause chaos, and that was deliberate. I think it's done all the time. It's a psychological operation to make America think we are so divided and hate each other's guts, because that's what they try to do all the time. You know, there's a really cool clip from Jon Stewart. He had this conversation about this, about how you have a media in this country that is purposely trying to divide people. And it's not just in places like Hungary, although that's where it is, but it's happening in the United States of America, too. I'll play that a little bit later on the show, but it's funny to me that so much of the division, the algorithm and TV and all these other things pushes towards division, and that's how people make money off of that. So they exploit these things. Most people just go about living their daily lives. Most people live their daily lives. The kids are home from school today for a lot of us. Like, my kids are home. You try to play with your kids, be a good parents, be in the moment, be present with them, do your job, be a good person in the community, and, you know. But then you have other people who are trying to agitate and create real damage and violence in their communities so that they can make everybody believe that America is in a tinderbox. And I'm here to tell you it's not. And you know how I can tell you how it's not, because Trump won overwhelmingly. He won all seven swing states and he won the popular vote in the Electoral College. If America was on a tinderbox, that election would not have been the way it was. You'd look at that map and you would not see just red and then like a couple of blue little specks here and there. Especially as you have people that their job every day is to make you believe America's about to have a civil war. I say all the time, America's not going to have another civil war for a number of reasons, but primarily because you'd have to get a lot of people off the couch. Number two, if it's a civil war between the left and the right, it's going to last about 10 minutes because we have all the guns and they don't. And number three, the actual civil war, the one that we refer to in the 1860s, was based on economic issues and, of course, an economic issue around slavery. But it was North versus South. It was a geographic thing. Now you'd have to be like fighting with your neighbor. So, I mean, literally my neighbors to the left of me don't acknowledge I exist. They do not acknowledge I exist. But I'm pretty sure that when it comes to packing heat. Anyway, it's not going to happen. But that's they keep going out there and they want you to believe that. America is about to blow up. America is, everybody hates each other. Everybody's at each other's throats and everybody. It's not really not the case. Why do they do that? Why go out there and set fire to Tesla dealerships and key cars and set buildings on fire and federal courthouses and be involved in January 6th as operatives like Ray Epps were? Why do all that? It's for the reason to ensure that there is a powerful surveillance state that is always watching the people, keeping tabs on us, and that we are divided so that politicians can make money off of that division. That's really the bottom line. It's not that complicated. It's not that complicated. And they blame Trump for the division. Trump united this country. I mean, look at the election results, and you see a very united country in a sea of red from coast to coast and north to south, just red everywhere. And then you see pockets of blue. Is America divided philosophically on things? Yeah, but not to the point of where we're going to have fistfights in the streets. Are there crazy people, though? Yeah, like this person. So this is amazing here. This is, let's see here. A Tesla vandal, let's see, on a four-wheeler. This fat, can I say fat ass on the air? I'm going to say it anyway. I just said that anyway. I shouldn't say that, right, Matt DeSantis? It's kind of rude to say that, isn't it?
No, you can say it. It's not an FCC violation or anything, but
it's probably rude,
is it
though,
in good
right?
taste? No, yeah, I agree. It's not in great taste.
What cut is this? We get so many audio clips today. What cut is this now?
So this is cut 18. It's a visual only, so you'll need to describe what this gentleman is doing.
All right, so this is I'm going to try to say the name here. DeMarquane Marquise Cox, is that right? Charged with
felony. It's pretty good.
Pretty good, right? Felony criminal mischief resulting in damage between $2,500 and $30,000 and failure to identify after he rammed his four-wheel ATV into a Tesla in an effort to damage it. All right, so let me open this up here, and then let's play this on the YouTube, and you can see what happens here. So this individual comes in on a four-wheel ATV. Look at the size of that individual. First of all, that poor ATV, and then backs up and then smashes into it again, or does it just smash away, just drive away? What do you put that guy's got to be at least 400 pounds, right? That's at least 400
sure.
pounds of girth.
I mean, he's damaging the Teslas, but he's also doing irreparable harm to the shocks on that his own vehicle.
Well, just being on that is doing irreparable harm to the shocks on that vehicle.
That's what I'm saying. He's a I think he's over the weight limit.
Yeah, Play that again for me. Let's just keep that on a loop. Let's play that. Yeah, look at that. Boom. And then pause it right there. Yeah, you see that? Look at that. There's so much to unpack in this. First of all, does that guy go around on that four-wheel ATV thing all the time? Is that like his daily ride? Is that like how he gets to the store and work and everything else? Looks like something you'd pay money to ride at an amusement park, doesn't it? And you see how he goes flying to his girth. All 400 pounds of him goes flying into the Tesla. See that? Man. And he's in hospital scrubs or something. You see that uniform? You got to find me a news story about this. There must be a news story about this, right? That's out there.
I would think. Let me see if I can find more details.
See if you can find more details. I want to know what happens to this genius who does this. This guy, well, he took time from splitting the atom to get onto his little ATV and smash into the back of the Tesla here. Boom! Look at that. Wow. Looks like he has a tire pump on his back for when the tires go flat. Yeah, I think that's probably what you'd have to carry around all the time with you if you're this person. So just imagine... I mean, top five world's fattest person, at least. Top five. On an ATV, a four-wheel ATV. There's no doors. There's no roof. There's nothing. It's just literally wheels and a seat and an engine. It's somewhere between a lawnmower and the kind of carts you see at Walmart that people ride behind. You know what I mean? But it's souped up, and it goes fast. And then 10 miles, boom, right into the back of the Tesla. So there you go. That's what we need. And I wonder who he voted for in the election. I'm wondering who he cast his ballot for in the election. But yeah, there's always going to be crazy people like that. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli if you'd like to weigh in. What's that, Matt? I thought you said something. Did you say something?
No, I'm trying to find out if there's any background information. So far, all I have is his age. He's 33, if you were curious.
There's got to be a news story on it somewhere, right?
Yeah, there is. There's definitely news stories, but there's not a whole lot of background information into the gentleman responsible for the
By the way, you're being very kind calling him a gentleman. I just want to mention that to you. You're very, very kind. That's, really gracious of you to do that. That might be my favorite video of the day. Just because the sheer force of this individual. Let's tweet it out, too, in case anybody missed it, because I know that we only have certain people watching on YouTube. I'm trying to do my best to describe this. It's theater of the mind, but like I said, there's a lot of girth, a lot of forward momentum when that ATV collides, because all 400 pounds of him goes flying towards the Tesla.
Speaking of weight, I have a big revelation. How much do you think he actually weighs? I have an actual sum, if you're 400. Curious.
Is it 400?
Is that your official guess?
Yeah.
You're close. It's 449.
Oh, wow. I was light. 449. 449 pounds of pure mass going boom into a Tesla.
So apparently he's only 5'2".
5'2" and 449 pounds?
Yeah, that's impressive.
What is his BMI, 100%? I hate that when you go to the doctor's office and they shame you. And they're like, well, your BMI is 25%. I'm like, screw you. Sir, your BMI is 1,475%. You're pure fat. There's actually no organs or muscle. It's just pure fat. What? 5 foot what?
5'2", 449 pounds.
Man, chicks dig him.
Apparently, this was outside of a buffet as well.
I'm shocked by that. That's the shock. The shocking part of that story is that he left the buffet to go to take part in this. They probably kicked him out. They're probably like, look, all you can eat doesn't mean literally all you can eat. Like, we have to save some for other people. Get out of here. And he's like, fine. He took out his rage by jumping on the boom, and then boom. That's what I'm guessing. Well, this is just an amazing time to be alive right now. It really is. yes, what makes you want to choose a Tesla? Spite. Very well done, Johnny Cook. Seinfeld reference right there. Excellent. And Disney, by the way, the box office remake has suffered a 66% drop in the second weekend of showings. The film's flop, much thanks to Rachel Zegler, the lead actress, could end up costing Disney millions of dollars. The movie is currently one of the lowest rated IMDb rated movies of all time, receiving a 1.6 out of 10 rating. It has generated $143.1 million globally to date. That means they're not even seeing it in China. Well short of a $250 million to produce the film, which does not include marketing expenses as reported by Variety. So it just cost them $250 to make the film. Leaving marketing expenses out of it, you're looking at $143 million to what it generated. The son of producer Mark Platt ripped Rachel Zegler for ruining his father's movie last week, accusing her of being the reason the film flopped by saying tens of thousands of people worked on that film and she hijacked the conversation for her own immature desires at the risk of all the colleagues and crew and blue-collar workers who depend on that movie to be successful. Narcissism is not something to be coddled or encouraged. It's a big loss for Disney, and you know what? Rightfully so, they deserve this because this is of their own doing. This is of their own doing, no doubt about that. So, all right, quick break. When we get back, the president says there may be tougher tariffs coming on a lot of countries around the world, including Russia, sanctions on Russia. That may be happening as well. He's also accusing Ukraine of not living up to the deal when it comes to the mineral rights aspect of this. But look, summer is almost here. Now is the time for you to start thinking about your summer vacation. I want you to join us at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Our first live show of the year is going to be June 20th. It's a Friday, June 20th, and you're going to love joining us there. We're going to have a great time. And all of our live shows are a blast, but that's going to be a great time this summer. But if you're looking for something to do in the next couple of weeks with spring break here, book the spring break splash package at the Grand Hotel. The longer you stay, the more you save, and each package includes free breakfast. The kids will enjoy the indoor heated pool, the game room. You'll enjoy the restaurant right in sight. And the weather's getting beautiful, particularly in Cape May. The crowds have not come yet, so you've got the town all to yourself, and you'll love it. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And if you're thinking about a wedding or a corporate event, banquet, then with four beautiful ballrooms, you will love the Grand Hotel. And my friend Caitlin, certified wedding planner, ranked one of the absolute best in the state of New Jersey and the country as well for a beachfront wedding you will never forget. So just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. We'll see you there June 20th for our first live show.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to the game, if you're at the game, if you were at the game, if you're listening on podcast later, thanks for being here today. Appreciate it very, very much. So appreciate that, your participation in the show. The craziness of these Tesla protesters and terrorists, and they are terrorists. If you commit violence in the name of politics, that is the definition of terrorism. That's what it is. It doesn't have to be as grand of a scale of terrorism. But yeah, if you do something for that, for example, I'll give you the easy way to understand the distinction. You're driving down the highway in 95. Some idiot cuts you off. And then that idiot starts road raging at you and has nothing to do with Elon Musk and nothing to do with Tesla. And then something happens. That's a crime that's been committed if there's violence or an attack or something. But it's not domestic terrorism because it's not politically motivated. In order for it to meet that threshold, it has to be politically motivated. Well, that's the difference. If you do something in the name of political change, political statement, if you commit violence in the name of politics, you've committed political terrorism. That's the difference. So you can't just say these crimes against Teslas because these aren't random acts of violence. If people are stealing Hyundais to steal Hyundais to then sell them on the black market or sell them overseas or whatever, that's not a political act. It's Grand Theft Auto. It's a crime. But if they're stealing Hyundais because they want to send a message to Hyundai for opening a plant in America, that's different. And everybody should understand the distinction. It comes down to truly what is the motivation here. That is the motivation that drives these people right now. And that's what we see happening. But I love the fact that the left is melting down over the fact that Trump may run for a third term. Is he being serious? Is he joking? Is it a constitutional crisis? We'll tackle that in the next hour. But don't worry about it, because I can guarantee you there's going to be a lot of histrionics, no doubt about that. One of the reasons why the left hates Elon Musk so much is that he's exposing things that we have not realized before as part of Doge. He was at a town hall in Wisconsin. There's a big Supreme Court election there tomorrow. And this is the most watched race in the country. I'll give you some more details on that as the show goes on. But he's handing out $1 million check to two voters for their online petition against activist judges ahead of the Supreme Court election in Wisconsin on Tuesday. Bernie Sanders is losing his freaking mind over this, that Elon Musk is giving people money. He can't stand it. Because in Bernie's mind, rich people should never give people money directly. It should always have to go through the government first. Should never just simply go through the individual. Elon Musk unveils Sunday that over 2 million non-citizens receive Social Security numbers in 2024, cut number 12.
We started at the top of the system, mapping the whole system of Social Security to understand where all the fraud was. And there's a lot of great people there that showed us really a lot of waste. And so that came up with a big list of stuff they're working on. You've heard some of that already. But this is what jumped out at us. When we saw these numbers, we were like, what is this? In 21, you see 270,000 people, goes all the way to 2.1 million in 24. These are non-citizens that are getting Social Security numbers.
Yeah, this is a mind-blowing chart.
Yeah, this literally blew us away. Like, we went there to find fraud, and we found this by accident. And this isn't political, by the way. My parents are immigrants. This country's been great to us. My brother and sister are all born in Spain. I'm pro-legal immigration. This is not political. This is not political. This is about America and the future of America. And there are a lot of good people in the system that pointed this in this direction. I want to honor them right now. They work in the government today, who took risks to show us these numbers and tell us what's going on. Yeah. So I want to stop for a minute. I want to honor those people today. Very good people. Very good people. I have been from D.C. to Social Security offices to the border to track this down. And very good people have helped us along the way. I want to thank them.
Yeah.
And the expansion of government. So first of all, a lot of these people with fake Social Security numbers voted in the 2024 election. So they're finding that out as well. So you're getting people with fake Social Security numbers, illegal immigrants who were issued Social Security numbers, and then a lot of these people wound up voting in the last election. So a lot of these things happening. And this needs to be brought to everyone's attention, and we need to stop this, obviously. A big part of the rage and why all of these Tesla acts of terrorism are being bought and paid for by these shadow groups, and this is not an organic movement, although that idiot in Bucks County, I'm pretty sure that guy was organic because he had a – I mean, he's too dumb to be part of a larger – anyway – is because they don't want Elon exposing this stuff. What is this really about? Is this really people who are organically upset that Elon Musk is trying to cut the size of government and save the taxpayers' money? No, of course not. What this is that Elon Musk is exposing to the American people the fraud that has resulted in corrupt elections, the American taxpayers being ripped off to the tune of billions of dollars, but powerful people who are able to manipulate the system and use it to their advantage don't want all of this getting out. So that this is why this is happening. Honestly, what's the real beef with Elon Musk if you think about it? When they had that sit down last week with Bret Baier, you had a group of very savvy minded business people who talked about how they were dealing with this, and they went through how very few people have actually been laid off yet. And most people have resigned voluntarily. Now they're moving on to other things in life. What this is about, this is the Manhattan Project of our time. It's trying to cut $1 trillion. If they can just cut $1 trillion from the size of government, that would a massive improvement. If not, we're done. This country's done. You have the head of Airbnb saying this. You had all these very smart business people taking time out of their life to help the cause here, to make this country better and save it from itself, from its own government. Why is there so much anger out there? It's because we're talking about cutting off money to very powerful leftist organizations, NGOs and others, and they do not want this being exposed. They don't want it being exposed that illegal immigrants have social security numbers and are voting. They want to control these people into voting for who they want. That's what this is all about. That's where the outrage against Elon Musk is truly coming from. Now, he also talked about small government and what happened here and how this country has ballooned up in such a way. Cut 13.
I'm all for small government, by the way. You know, when the United States was formed, there were only, you had the Secretary of State, the Secretary of War, which I think is a more accurate name than defense, but it was Secretary of War for a long time, and you had the Secretary of the Treasury, and you had the Attorney General. That was it. And if it were entirely up to me, I'd be like, let's make it like that again. Yeah,
you can do that. We could get back to a place where, at least in concept, but it's too big and too vast, and it's not going to ever go back to just that, obviously. We know that. But what Elon is trying to do here is something transformational. And if he's successful, it will be the biggest change in this country's history, certainly in our lifetime. Why are they trying to stop him? Because of what he's exposing. It's really not about reducing the size of government. Most people would be happy if the size of government was reduced. They would. If you could save taxpayers money, both sides of the aisle, people, Republicans and Democrats, because both parties have talked about it over the years. Bill Clinton used to talk about it. Barack Obama used to talk about it. No. What you're seeing happening here, this organized Tesla terrorism, is to try to stop Elon Musk from exposing what has actually gone on in our government. Things like millions of social security numbers handed out to illegal immigrants, enabling them to be able to vote. And then NGOs who have so much power and able to do the bidding and push forward with causes that the left wants under the guise of whatever sort of diplomacy that we're talking about here. Well, that's what it really comes down to. And if you think that the woke era is over, it's not over. It's just on hold right now. They truly believe they can bring the woke era back. They are going to keep fighting here. They're going to keep fighting to ensure that they can have the system in place to ensure woke policies go throughout America. They're not going to give up on this. No, and they'll do everything they can to try to intimidate people away from Elon Musk purely for the purpose. And he's not going to be intimidated, though. Trump's not going to be intimidated. You think Elon Musk is going to be intimidated by this? No. All they'll end up doing is hurting the retirement accounts of a lot of very powerful people and states and state pension funds. That's what they're going to wind up doing. And that's the reality. but they don't care because this is what the left does. If the left is terrified of something and it's being exposed, then it uses violence to distract everybody from what Elon Musk is actually putting out there. I mean, the Tesla terrorism is getting way more coverage than the fact that millions of people who are non-citizens got social security numbers. That's getting way more coverage. Think about it. Finding out the various NGOs and the DEI and all the other stuff, not getting nearly the news attention as some guy putting a swastika into Tesla. So they know what they're doing here. They know what they're doing by distracting everybody from what he's really trying to expose. And that was such a home run interview for them on Friday with that Doge team. Such a clearly articulate way of explaining what they're trying to accomplish here. They need everybody talking about violence. They do not want people talking about the success of Doge and what the mission is and how it's going to benefit everybody. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Let's check in on some of the craziness from the left over the weekend on the news shows. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.